this morning?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Oh, good. Okay, sir, for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us, please?
Lewis Anthony Martin. My ADC number is 295-248.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir, along with the parole officers from the Department of Corrections, representing the Department of Corrections, okay? As you're looking at the screen, sir, to my right, we have a two-panel member here today, sir. To my right is the Honorable David Neal, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be conducting and acting as your panel chair today, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, as you can see on your screen now, is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing your parole office in the Department of Corrections, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so on that form, you were also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense, sir. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Sir, I'm representing myself.
Okay. So at this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
All right. Mr. Martin, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases, sir. The first phase will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. Mr. Martin, you have two allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm questioning, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 3 Bay, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 9, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12E, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the RCBM 90-day program at VBay, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 9, 2017, as directed to complete on or about April 12, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Martin, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Martin, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. Phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out phase two, sir, with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, and get any additional information or information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Martin was released from DOC custody on April 12th of 2017. He was arrested on August 31st of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 114 absconded with a community supervision end date of June 3rd of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, burglary tools possession 1 year. 2014, destruction of public jail 1 year 6 months. And 2014, taking identity of another 4 years 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SCG or gang information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history with multiple disruptive count and out of place noted, and since his return on September 29th of 2017, received a write-up for disrupting count or being out of place. Other arrests, 1997, misconduct involving weapons, Washington, guilty under sanctions. 2002, misconduct involving weapons, Minnesota, felony conviction, state prison. 2005, misdemeanor other DUI, Minnesota, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, misdemeanor other DUI, Minnesota, misdemeanor conviction, probation. In 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G2, B3.
Okay, Mr. Martin, I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved to stay at Vibre at 2501 West Elm Street. Sir, did you have any other place of residence that you stayed other than Vibre?
No, sir.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time?
No, sir, I wasn't. I was in the process of trying to obtain the identification and social security card.
Okay, sir. So it says that you referred to Treatment Assessment Center at TASC for random drug screening under the color code Navy, but there is no test results. Did you not ever go to TASC to take any UA tests?
They never called my color.
They didn't call your color? So I also see in here, sir, that at Vibre, it says that you were discharged because you had a positive UA for meth and THC on April 25th and April 27th, positive UA for cocaine and THC on May 5th, and positive UA for meth and cocaine on May 8th. What was going on with your UAs there? Did you just continue to use drugs? You relapse, or what happened, sir?
Yes, sir, I had a relapse. I'm not trying to make no excuse. I was wrong. I did those things. And before I got out, I was telling my CO3 that somebody in the prison told me where this place was at, and it was in the same neighborhood that I got in trouble in from the first place. And I was telling them that I wasn't comfortable with going to this place, so. You know, they told me that it was either there or I had to stay in prison. So, you know, I kind of took my chances and I failed.
Okay. So, you were out for 114 days. So, what were you doing during that period of time that you were actually out?
I was actually homeless because of my, I have a disability. I was in a car accident back in 09, and I don't read or I don't write from my injury. I had a traumatic brain injury, so I was unable. The day when my probation officer called me, I was having problems getting to her office because I don't know how the bus stations run down here. I was in the process of having someone help me to get there and stuff like that, but by the time I got there, it was closed. So that was the problem I had. And then when I got back, I just, you know, I seen some people I knew from the past, and they was staying at a park down the street from the halfway house. So I just stayed in the park with them, and then I would go to the shelter with them, and they took me to the shelters to eat and stuff, and took me to places to get little food boxes and stuff like that. So
Mr. Martin, why didn't you make any attempt to contact your parole officer? Sir, your parole officer is there to try to assist you and help you, sir. If you would have contacted your parole officer, they may have been able to give you some assistance. Why did you not try to contact your parole officer, sir?
Well, sir, to be totally honest, I knew when she told me that if I didn't make it on time, that I would go back to prison. I was scared. There's no other excuse. That was my stupidity, and, you know, me not, I guess, not manning up, I would say.
Okay. So Mr. Martin, the board's going to go into a discussion, make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board before we go into discussion?
Yes, that if I would really love a second chance, and if I could find another halfway house that's not in that area, I would love to do that, and I would love to you know, have a second chance to take all those classes, because the classes I did take, I was going to them and I was learning stuff, but it was just the neighborhood I was in that I couldn't get away from the old life that has me in here right now. So if I was able to find somewhere else in a different location, because I really don't know Phoenix. I was only out on the streets for maybe probably 9 months before I came to prison. So if I could just get away from the area that over there on 27th and Northern, that area and Camelback and all that area, I think I would have a better chance. You know, I believe I would have a better chance.
Okay, so let me ask you one question before we go into discussion. So this ticket that you got for disrupting count, what was that about?
I was trying to find where I had just got here, and I was trying to find where I turned my inmate letters in, and there's this person that they directed me to, that they have helped me like fill out my inmate letters, helped me fill out my H&Rs and stuff, and it was right in the, the guy is right in the tent next to mine, so I didn't know what time, you know, the yard was closing, so I was talking to him, and I guess they apparently called yard close, you know, and I didn't hear about it because I was inside of his tent talking to him, trying to get help with my inmate letters and stuff, and as the guard came in, he seen that I was there and I belonged in the next tent, so he put me on report for that.
Okay, so are you taking any classes while you are currently incarcerated? Are you back in there, sir?
Yes, right now I have a job in Motor Pool, and I've also finished start the auto mechanic basic tech class. I'm supposed to start that today, actually.
Okay.
So I've been, that was what I got wrote up for, what he was helping me for, the inmate letter to get in this class I'm in right now.
Okay. What about any NA class, NA or anything like that? What are you doing about your drugs, sir? Your drug habit?
Yes, I've been going to some of the AA classes and the NA. I'm just finding out where the NA classes are. They're across the street. So I've been trying to get my way to get across there, because you got to have certain passes and stuff to get over there across the street. So that's what I'm in the process of trying to do right now. But I've been to some of the AAs and stuff like that.
Okay, Mr. Martin, the board's going to go into discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. However, sir, remain on the phone. When we finish our discussion, sir, we'll get right back with you and give you the results, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the board is now into discussion. I do understand Mr. Martin that he got out. He got with some of his friends, and he started back to using drugs. He says he's not real familiar with Arizona, with Phoenix, and so he didn't know the area where he exactly was. Says that he did not follow through and contact his PO because he felt like he knew he was already in trouble. So. He didn't contact his PO. However, if he would have contacted his PO may have been able to work with him, or if he would have stayed in the program that the PO had put him into, he would have been able to do that. I think that although Mr. Martin still has until June of next year before he's actually released with no supervision, I think that if Mr. Martin actually stayed incarcerated get involved in some NA classes, some AA classes. Also, there are some classes that has to do with drug rehab that he could participate in while he's incarcerated. Get in those programs. I think he'll be better prepared when he comes out the next time in order to be able to deal with what's going on out there in the community and be a productive citizen when he's released in June of this next year.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Martin, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or accompanied by the use of drugs, which he has been doing.
Sir.
Okay, Mr. Martin. Sir? Mr. Martin.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on June 13, 2018, sir. If you have the opportunity, sir, if you could get involved in some NA classes or AA classes, or they do have some drug rehab classes inside the prison that you can participate in, work with your CO3 there, sir, at the prison so that you can be better prepared when you're released so that you won't have the temptations of running into some of your friends or company. And then when you get out and get released, sir, that you'll be a productive citizen once you get out there, sir, and you won't have this opportunity to come back to the Department of Correction or have a negative impact with law enforcement, sir. You will be released on June 13th of 2018, Mr. Martin. I do want to thank you for taking the opportunity to come down and participate in your hearing today, sir. However, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you for your participation, Mr. Martin. We only have that one there?
Yeah, no, the next one's a stop duty.
And then east or west?
Where did it go?